Welcome to Read, Watch, and Wine, the place where you get the best reviews of books to movies. We will dive into how the movie is better than, worse than, or about even with the original story of the book. I'm Champagne, and here with my co-host, Lynn, Treva, and Rhea. Hey, ladies. So we are reviewing today Crazy Rich Asians by Kevin Kwan.
Yes.
What's the producer of the movie? With the same title, John Chu, and screenplay Peter Cirelli, something like that.
Cirelli.
Adele Lim. All right, guys. So, what do you think about this movie?
Loved it.
I absolutely loved the way that they did this movie. This is probably one of the rare occasions that I think the movie was actually better than the book.
I 100% agree.
I really love the way that they portrayed this movie.
They did an excellent job of taking a good book and making it into a great movie.
Yes.
It absolutely gave every bit of visual stimulation that I wanted from the book, because you got to experience what they wanted and like the lavish lifestyles that they lived,
that culture
in the book, but in the movie you got to see it,
right?
The glitz, the glam, the attitudes, the looks that people gave each other. I think that was amazing from in the book. In the movie.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like the movie brought the book to life.
Yes,
it gave it color and glamour, visual. Even though I feel like the book was a little overly descriptive. I mean, I don't need to know what color the couch is in the third and second bedroom.
See, Lynn, you know, loves that.
I know you do, Lynn. I cannot handle it.
Me the texture of the couch, the color, how old it was.
And oh my god!
If you reupholstered it,
I think I'm in between y'all. I do like description, but not over the top description.
I can literally, if I close my eyes after reading it, because you can't read it.
I mean, I like the script.
I want to be able to see it. So I want to, I mean, if I see an orange couch, there's so many different kinds of orange couches you can see. So to me, more detail, the better.
In the book, that I really felt like I was in that room and watching that flower blossom. Oh, I was so in. That was really the only part I was in about.
The opening flower party.
I actually visualized it, but I feel like it was cut short. And
really? Were you like dancing with it?
No, it's just like, you were reborn again.
Mama said, we have the moment.
Right? I'm sorry, guys. We're having just a second.
But let me tell you, what I really liked about this book was in the opening of the book and of the movie, they described an incident with Nick's mom and Nick when he was younger, and they sort of showed some discrimination when they were trying to go into the hotel in the beginning. And so I read it in the book, and I'm just, you know, I felt it, and I just felt so bad for the family. But then, of course, when the family was able to just purchase the hotel, I felt good about that. But the way that they showed it in the movie, I mean, they nailed it.
It was
so powerful.
Drop.
Yes.
Boom.
Yes.
This is now my hotel.
Exactly.
The only difference is she didn't fire him.
No, but she told him to clean up that flower.
But I love that she corrected him in a very classy way.
Yes, she did.
Instead of being like, you know, like, I'm sorry, like verbally assaulting you, I'm just going to say, oh, clean up the floor.
Right.
It was more of a jab at the end.
Well, in the book, they
talked a lot about that too. How, I forgot what character was talking about, you know, that's how you show the Westerners how much money you really have. You don't have to stoop to their level. You buy up what they have, or you go into their shop and you buy all their stuff, because then they're going to beg you for more. Like, they're just, it was just, I loved it. I just loved it.
And you know, that's interesting.
Can I have some more wine, please? It's completely different than what we're used to. Like, we, when we feel that, we'll say, okay, I'm not shopping there anymore. And you're right. They did something different.
Exactly.
Like, no, I tell you what, I'm just going to buy it. And now you work for me.
Right. Basically.
So I really like that.
If you're going to do it, that's how you do it.
It is. Because me, I'd have walked out and I don't even want to stay here and on the floor. And I'm
right. But there were some powerful moments in the book, and there were some things that they changed that I think probably changed for the better. I think the ending in the movie was better than the movie, than the book. But there were some other points that, some other things that happened throughout the book that I think it was a good change.
I know they changed that one part that was at the bachelor party. One of the scenes in the book was they had the scene with the dog fight.
And I was thinking, so when it came out with the movie, they didn't have anything about that. And, you know, that's probably just public opinion.
Well, I think that they really wanted to focus on the lavish, funny, enjoyable lifestyle that they all lived and did not want to demean it with the dogfight. Even though it's a real thing and it happens, I think they wanted to keep the same tempo throughout the movie. It was making sure that you were enjoying the movie and not feeling like it was something that you weren't enjoying.
Right. They did a better job in the movie in describing how disgusting Bernard as a person really was without the dogfight. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the dog fight really put it over the edge. Like, okay, you're disgusting, dude. Right. Like, nobody wants to be around you.
Yeah, but that's their culture.
Right.
Culturally, that's what happened. I just felt like they took it out because when you want to put it out to the larger world, that would have been a discussion over the whole movie. It would have diminished how great the movie was because people would have been coming out. It would have just taken it away. Yeah.
It would have pulled away from it. And I'm so proud of this movie. It was all Asian cast and it did so well.
They rocked it. Yes, I love that Asian cast. It was beautiful.
One part about with Rachel's mom that kind of threw me with the book versus the movie is it took a kind of like a dark side for her mom for a second with the father. And, you know, it didn't go that detailed in
the movie.
Yeah, in the movie it was a little different. Yeah. You know, it was just like, oh, he was just a mean man. You know, I had to leave to save my life or whatever. This was like, oh, no, he did all this to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was really dark for a second.
I loved that.
Yeah, it was great.
I loved that it took the tempo down.
Lynn likes the dark.
Right.
Well, we all imagine that.
But I love that it changed the tempo of the movie, but then also gave you a different just like feeling. So, you know, you were happy, you were like going through this whole celebration that she was going through, the loving feelings that she had, and then they changed it and made you realize that even though Rachel and her mom were going through a lot of different struggles and they had a beautiful relationship, she came from a place of dark and unhappiness that she made herself be happy for her daughter to be happy in her future. And I love that they expressed that.
How about the
scene? There we go again.
How about the scene?
She dug deep in the ocean.
The overthinkers here.
Yeah.
But wait, okay, now we're talking ocean. How about the scene in the movie, because it was different too, at the bachelorette party with the fish, the dead fish on the bed?
Oh yeah, that was some crazy fish.
I like that.
In the movie?
Yeah.
It was in the book.
In the book, it was just like stuffed in her purse or stuffed in her bag or something. Correct. It was not like cut up on the bed. Like,
it wasn't the blood.
And it wasn't blooding writing. Yeah. It was on a mirror, but it wasn't like on the bed.
That's
like,
a good point. Yes.
Yeah. That, you know, that made it more like, bah.
Right.
But let me tell you, my favorite change from the book to the movie was Awkwafina.
Yes. Pike Lynn, I love you, girl.
Pike Lynn, she was the sidekick. She was the sidekick girlfriend, and although that role existed in the book, they elevated that role in the movie. Yeah, she was so funny.
She killed that role. Pike Lynn's character is so crucial in that movie.
Pike Lynn, I thought, when I listened to the book, I did not picture the same person.
That's because they didn't describe her the same
way. Exactly. I think she made her seem like she was more elegant, more flashy, classy. But yeah, I absolutely loved her. I loved her. Really, really good.
When she pulled out those garments out of her trunk with the walk of shame, the cocktail dress, to me, those points were like awesome to see in the movie because you got to see the fact that, hey, this is my ride or die chick. She gonna be there for you no matter
what. That was the perfect casting of her. I mean, I just loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Yes.
So I think the casting on this was amazing. I think Astrid, out of all of the characters, was perfect. Oh my gosh, she's
beautiful.
So gorgeous, and it's exactly the way.
But she even portrayed herself to be not just beautiful, but to be a good person.
Right. Humble. Exactly. And very humble.
Yes. Exactly. And she knew that she was protecting her husband from actually like ever feeling like a lower income guy, but at the same time, I think that like her body language, everything was
great. Actress,
great actress, and I'm
I like to spin on that.
Don't we all wish we could start hide some jewelry up above my closet, like a, you know, $10,000 earrings on my counter.
Exactly.
From my I think they were $10 million.
That knew to hide it. That was so
crucial. She was like, you know what to do.
Exactly. And they were like, all right, here's in the fork drawer in here. Put this in like under the fish tank. I was like, I love the staff.
Yeah.
All right. Absolutely. So overall, what do you think on the casting?
I loved it. I think they great did a casting. Great job.
Nick is fine. Nick so is that was perfect. Gorgeous. That was perfect. Henry Golding was perfect.
Yeah.
But how about Oliver? Absolutely I love Oliver.
Everybody knows
Nico.
Oliver,
he was Nico from what's that television show? Superstore. He was so funny.
Yeah, he was funny.
He was really funny. He was portrayed exactly like the book. Like, I pictured him as the book.
Yeah, I loved him. I absolutely loved him.
Yes.
I like how Oliver went with the punches.
Yes.
It was like, he was like, all right, we're going to go over here and do this. We're going over here.
He was the news. He was spreading the news.
Right.
How about Eleanor? Michelle Yeoh, how did you like her?
I love her facial expression. She's so like good. That B-I-T-C-H. You know what I'm saying? She looked that role. Like, she was really good. So I loved all the cast.
Okay. One thing that I absolutely loved was Nick's grandmother.
Yes.
She had this like elegant way about her, and she also made sure that, like, she's of course very, very rich, but at the same time she made sure that it was portrayed that it was important to her that family comes first.
Yes.
And how she was like, come sit with me. Like, she made it seem like family above all.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. I like her. And then, of course, Ken Jeong. Oh, he's so funny.
Dr. Ken.
He's always going to be funny in anything that he does. So he was hilarious as her.
So what do you guys think from the book to the movie?
What's our
rating? I really think that it was a good adaptation from the book to the movie.
I do too.
Because it was only small changes, but they were positive and very good changes. So those changes were crucial to make it a better movie.
Yeah. They cut out a lot, but it was perfect changes.
They did cut out a lot. And I feel like I think this is, like you said before, the one time that the movie was actually better than a book for me.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I don't like the ending of the book because it left so much to wonder about. Like, what happened to her dad? Did you ever find your dad? Did she have a change of heart wanting to marry Nick all of a sudden, even with
Are you calling for a part two or something?
That sounds like a part two to me.
And I got questions.
Are you talking about on the movie?
On the book.
All the above. I feel like
the book, they didn't
to make number two.
Right.
Yeah, but in the book, it's like, she obviously wasn't going to go look for him anymore. Why would you go look for him? She's not going to go look for
them.
Oh, you mean her real father.
It's going to be in
book two. Okay, so for me,
so
I'm giving it up.
Please, book two. Thank you.
Exactly. Thank you. I am giving it a full glass of wine.
Yes, and so am I.
For the adaptation.
Giving it a full glass.
I would give it a full glass too. Love the book, love the movie. Excellent.
I give it a full glass because I think that they really spent a lot of time making sure that you experience the visual aspects of the book into a movie. So I give it a full glass.
Okay. Full glass. Yeah. Cheers, ladies.
Cheers. So that's it for today, guys. There you have it. Join us next time on Read, Watch, and Wine for our next review.
And don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Read, Watch, Wine. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.